Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, am I the jerk for helping him cheat? Oh, jeez.
On a test, right?
No, on her husband. Or him on his wife, I should say. Am I the jerk for helping him cheat on his wife?
Yikes, bro. What?
Okay, Allie and DZ. I'm good friends with my neighbors.
Okay.
My neighbor, we'll call her Becky, is going through a really hard time with her husband, and they are separated but still living together. They're trying to slowly and amicably separate for the kids.
But they're not divorced.
No.
But they're
still living together. They're living going through together, a rough patch, but trying to separate but still together. So to me, you're still together.
They're trying to make it work for the kids. We know what they're doing, bro. Yeah.
Then she says, through all of this, Becky's husband, and we'll just call him Jack, asked me for the number of a good family friend.
What's that family friend?
We'll call her Betty.
Becky.
I gave him her number and thought it was a little suspicious, but I didn't want to get involved. Mm-hmm. And now it's turned into a full-blown affair. Mm. Becky found out and is devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for not telling Becky that I kind of helped him cheat and gave him another woman's phone number? Sincerely, Morgan.
Girl, don't blame shift in that direction. You didn't know what he was about to do with that number.
She feels like she helped him cheat.
Then she clearly feels like she knew what he was trying to do. If they were already splitting and already looking to maybe not get divorced, but they were amicably
looking. They're
living
together, though.
They're living together, but they're not together in a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Right? What are you devastated about? Because he hadn't cleared the house yet? Because you can't be devastated over cheating, because I wouldn't consider this cheating. You're no longer together.
Well,
even though you're still married, you're separated.
They're separated.
It's the process.
If there was any chance of hope, you have destroyed it by giving him the olive branch. Now, I think he would have found someone else anyway, whether it was that woman or somebody else. I don't think that matters, but. But
she didn't do it. She didn't make him
cheat.
It's
not her fault that he did it, but she did give him the number.
She facilitated for sure.
She facilitated the affair.
Let's be honest. She facilitated for sure. But their relationship was already over, and she knew that. So you're going,
She says, through all of this, Becky's husband asked me for the phone number of a good family friend.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How does she know so much tea about this family and their relationship?
They're neighbors.
But I don't know Jack about my neighbors.
Well, give it time. You've only lived there 2 years.
I don't want to know Jack about my neighbors.
Well, she knows everything, and she's apparently helping him cheat because she gave him the name and then the phone number of a good family friend. Is she the jerk for helping him cheat? 414-533-1037. Now, she didn't make him cheat. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels bad about it. It's her moral dilemma. Somebody said, not the jerk, is a grown man. You can't be doing that stuff for someone living with his ex-wife. Okay, that didn't make that sounded like two opposite. Not they the
confused,
jerk.
They confused the people.
As a, I don't know.
Sounds like they might have confused the people.
Carl said, "Sounds like the biggest jerk in a marriage I've ever heard. Definitely the jerk. Don't be cheating on your wife." Well, it sounds like they're trying to separate, but they're still living together, and that's where it gets icky.
They're still living together. They're technically still married. So does this count as infidelity? Sure, on paper. But if they were literally months removed, already decided we're never getting back together, we're just, you know, gonna make it work for right now until I can get out of here. I mean, he just moved on.
Somebody said, Morgan isn't the jerk. You can't be stuck in the dust. Oh, my goodness. But hey, she facilitated the dust. People are going to fall behind if they're not jumping from person to person.
She facilitated the dust.
Okay.
She did facilitate the dust.
You guys are silly, dude. All right. 414-533-1037. Morgan is having a moral dilemma. She wants to know if she's the jerk for giving Becky's husband somebody else's phone number, who he's now having a full-blown affair with, and Becky's devastated. But they were already trying to separate. They still live together.
So many layers.
Awkward. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Morgan wrote into the show, she feels like she's helping her neighbor cheat because her neighbors are going through a rough patch. They're separated, still living together for the kids, but trying to separate slowly. Mm-hmm. And she gave Becky's husband somebody's number he asked for, and now he's in a full-blown affair. She feels bad about it.
She ain't do nothing but hand a number over. Ooh. She didn't know what was going to happen after that. I hope she doesn't blame shift herself into a rabbit hole because he did this to himself.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Sarah in Franklin this morning. She called in with her son Brody, but I told them only one can go or it gets too chaotic
morning,
on the air.
Y'all for
Hi,
real,
Sarah and Brody. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. All right, Sarah, which way are you going today?
We're saying not the jerk.
Ooh,
Absolutely
go on.
Not.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. So it sounds like from what was written in, she said, you know, from what she knew, the relationship was over. They were kind of parting their own ways. So, you know, I guess, right, like technically you're still married, but there's so many people who are technically still married that are going through the process that move on.
And see other people, 100%.
True, but they're not, 100%. Are they living together? That's what makes it so weird.
I've seen it time. One of my best friends, shout out my guy, Zach, dad lived with him and his stepdad and his mother for years.
Okay, but there's no stepdad in this. There is no, they haven't moved on. They're still married and he's out in a relationship. They're not all living a happy family. It's not the same parallel. It's a bad analogy.
It was a very happy family.
That's amazing.
As far as separation goes, the family never really separated.
Right.
You know, he always stayed in the home and then one half of the family, the one that was single, moved on and remarried with somebody else, but they were always life partners. You know what I mean?
But Becky is devastated, according to this. This is not your family where they're all living. That's so strange.
Mm.
Okay, so wait. So not the jerk, Sarah.
No, absolutely not. Brody and I say not the jerk.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. Bye, Sarah and Brody.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Much love. Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Emily in Milwaukee. Not theme song Emily, different Emily.
Different.
There's a lot of Emilys in Milwaukee.
I mean, who knew?
Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, you know, we're divided. Is Morgan the jerk for giving him the number and kind of helping him cheat, but not, I guess?
I'm saying jerk, and the reason is because it sounds like she knows the wife, too.
She's
friends
with
the wife.
And
he's still living there. Right. Like, you have to keep, you kind of know what. I mean, unless he's a repairman and fixing something, you know, that's
You're
what he's probably calling for.
He knew, she
you know?
She had an inkling of why he asked for the family friend's number, and now that they're
still
in the affair, she feels bad, right?
And that's where the guilt comes from.
Yeah.
Right, and you don't know how he's acting when he's in the home with her.
Yeah.
You know, what if he's acting, playing both sides, or who knows, you
know?
Well,
that's what concerns me about people still living together,
right,
going through a divorce, is you don't, they could still be getting it on. They could still, I mean, you don't know.
One day they say it's over, the next day they're still trying to work it out.
Because one day you love your partner, and one day you want to smack them, and you don't literally smack them, but you know what I'm saying? It's ebbs and flows, your relationships with people.
Too
so
messy.
If you get them on a bad day, and they decide to step out because they go, well, we're going through a divorce, but then the next day they're back in love. It's a hot mess and if you're living together.
Kids involved makes it even weirder on top.
We don't know that. Right. I mean, but still. Yeah. But either way, you know. Either way. Okay, so you say jerk for giving the number. Jerk. Getting involved, period, really.
Yeah.
Because you're friends with
you kind of know. You kind of know. But thank you for having me on. It's my first time calling. I love you guys.
We love you back. We'd love to hear from you some more, too, bro.
Congrats.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, and congrats on getting through. Call again, Emily. You never know.
I will, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Talk to you tomorrow for day two. Bye. Yeah.
Last but not least, Sue is in Milwaukee. She's going to be our tiebreaker today. Hi, Sue.
Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jerk or not the jerk for helping him cheat, kind of.
Kind of.
Okay, look. I say jerk.
Okay.
Because no matter what, they're living together. They are married. They have children together.
They have not filed, it doesn't sound like. I mean, this is weird.
Married is married, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. You have introduced some mess and drama into this relationship, one, and two.
That was already
no matter
struggling.
What, they still have feelings for each other. Yes, they might be separating, but now you have created a situation that could make an acrimonious divorce when they could have just moved forward because they were trying to slowly separate for the kids. Now you just have some drama.
Now you just added it messy. Sue, I hear you.
So, yeah. You know, I understand she didn't want to become involved.
But she is.
However,
but she
is, and she knew why he wanted that. Now, I'm not even going to introduce the fact that, you know, either of them have done this type of thing before. But why would you introduce this mess and this drama into this relationship with these kids? That's who I'm worried about.
Fair enough.
That's why you say jerk. Morgan's the jerk for giving the guy the number. He's the one doing it, doing the whatever he's doing, right? Whether it's allowed or not allowed. But I do agree. As long as they're still living together and anything amicable, if Becky is now devastated, the neighbor, the wife,
that's out the window.
If she's devastated, it's going to cause more problems for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So, okay. Well, there it is. Jerk today. Thanks,
jerk.
Sue.
Thanks. Love you all.
Love you more.
Bye. Jerkity jerk.
Wow, big old jerk.
Yeah, just stay out of it, I think, is the moral of the story, if you can.
I hear it, too, when people going, she knew what she was doing by giving him that number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He knew why he was asking for the digits.
She's sitting there, the neighbor, just sitting there looking through the curtains going, I'll just sit back and watch.
Sipping tea
so
and watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right.
I know. She's enjoying
it. She's messy.
Mm-hmm.
This neighbor is messy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.